How do neighbors? Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, previewing the next Cattle on Feed report with Jim Robb in just a moment.
It's go time. So when they say DuPont Pioneer is with you from the word go, that's now. It's time to put high-yielding Pioneer brand products to work on your acres. Start off strong with locally proven products that offer a total package of high-yielding genetics, proven agronomic and defensive traits, and advanced seed treatment options for that extra level of protection. For all your in-season corn, sorghum, and soybean needs, call your local Pioneer sales professional today. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
Cattlemen, if you're not using Synovex One grass implants, you could be missing out on an additional $24 per head. Designed to increase weight gain in stocker steers and heifers for up to 200 days, Synovex One grass helps you harvest more gain from your pastures. In an Oklahoma trial, Synovex One grass stockers outgained cattle implanted with Revelor G or Encore by 20 pounds. Increase your profits on sale day. Visit growwithcinevex.com. Do not use Synovex products on field calves. Refer to label for complete directions for use, precautions, and warnings. The last several monthly cattle on feed reports have shown bigger placement numbers than a year ago, and that theme likely to be continued in the next cattle on feed report that's out Friday afternoon from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. So says Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center.
The expectation is for more of the same in terms of placements, but a rather wide range in those estimates, and most of the unknowns being in the southern plains, especially because of drought conditions in most of the southern plains, especially the western parts. There's a wide range. In terms of placements, at the LMIC, we're on the lower end, but we, as we continue to receive data since we made these estimates, we would probably gravitate higher. This number is going to come in 100% to probably 106 or 107 of a year ago. Marketing should come in above a year ago, about nearly 2% above last year. Now, we had a ramp-up in marketing rate last year, but that's still moving cattle through feedlots at an adequate pace. We're not backing up the animals, but that'll leave us a pretty wide range on these pre-report estimates. The bottom end will be about 7.5% more cattle on feed than a year ago, up to about 8.5% more cattle on feed than a year ago. If it's up towards the higher end of that kind of expected range, that does dampen the enthusiasm even more, as many of these cattle will come out late in the summer quarter out of feed yards for marketing, maybe into early the fall quarter. So this is a report that has the potential to surprise the marketplace a little bit. I would gravitate towards the higher end here, and the weights of these cattle as they're being placed will be one of the keys. So we'll market analysts will look first at the placement number and whether these are mostly calves or these are lots of yearlings still coming into feed yards will be one of the keys to how they mark through the system and become market-ready cattle as we get into the summer.
In 2017, we did have bigger numbers of cattle going through the feedlot pipeline, but we were able to aggressively market those cattle successfully. We stayed current. The question mark right now, Jim, can we continue to do that here in 2018?
Well, we've placed a lot of cattle against the summer quarter. If we could market a lot of cattle, which we did last year, but we have to even market more cattle than last year. So the risk of backing up cattle seems to us is out here in probably in May, June, July. This is something to certainly watch out for, because if we do start to back up larger numbers, that will really hit these fed cattle prices pretty hard and pretty quickly. Again, it's not an immediate concern, but as we get into the summer quarter and the fall quarter, we're going to have to watch this very closely.
Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is proud to be the trusted voice for the Oklahoma cattle industry, working on behalf of cattlemen and cattlewomen at the state capitol to protect and advance the interests of the largest economic segment of agriculture in the state. OCA also works with other cattle producers from around the country through the NCBA to have a voice in national issues in Washington. The vision of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is to offer leadership that serves, strengthens, and advocates for the Oklahoma cattle industry. For more information about the OCA, check out their website, okcattlemen.org.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.